Right, Mark, your impressions of this game so far?
It's gone pretty well. Obviously, we're behind in the game. We're behind in the game, but I thought the way the boys stuck at it, especially when the ball was a little bit soft, we did really well. I'm just disappointed, obviously, that I didn't hit my test match lengths that I'll have to produce for Ireland consistently. But, you know, I move forward and hopefully look at the Irish second innings. I can take 10 for and win the game for Durham.
And do you believe that the Irish one day outfit's a bit too green?
I think so. The pitch out there matched my colours. It had a little bit of a green tinge to it. I'm thinking about getting a green tinge of my hair to match my green colours, and my heart bleeds green through my veins. And, you know, Ireland, we're now pushing on to bigger and better things, and I'm very excited for the future. To be Durham's overseas bowler next season, I'll be delighted.
Now, back in the real world with Mark Wood. Mark, what do you make of this pink ball game so far?
It's different. Obviously, there's sort of two stages to the game. When the ball's new and hard, it's in the bowler's favour. And then when the ball gets a little bit softer, it's hard work. I think we did well up front with our new ball. It was tricky because they came out swinging and tried to put us on the back foot with a counter-attack, and that ultimately softened the ball for their players in the middle order, like Mo and Ali. D'Oliveira played really well. So we just had to be patient. We tried to get the ball to go sideways, tried to get a little bit reverse and things like that, but we couldn't really get it going. So the pink ball, I think for me, the jury's out a little bit. We couldn't get that sort of balance of it being in the bowler's favour early doors, and then it changing drastically later on. So I don't know if it was just maybe our conditions, but I'm not sure it's such a big difference is helpful. I don't know how the red ball would have played, whether it been totally different, but it just seemed even the batters at some point were struggling to hit the ball just because it was so soft off the bat. So maybe that's something that they can look at in the future.
What about visibility? I mean, from the press box floor one, we're finding it difficult to follow the line of the ball, and I've commentated on matches in Abu Dhabi. Again, it's hard to see where it's going sometimes.
It was hard at the sort of last session of play, the nighttime session, when what's that, what do you call it, the evening session, is it?
Twilight session.
I get mixed up now, but yeah, that last one when you're in the outfield, it was definitely harder because the artificial light takes over. It was so dark around, it was actually quite hard to pick up. But during the daylight sort of time frame, it's actually not too bad.
And the fifer for you, I'm just looking through your records. It's only the sixth fifer you've got in first class cricket, but you still haven't played that many matches, have you, over the years for varying reasons?
Mainly through injury, being probably the only reason. It's just obviously been disappointing. I couldn't get on the park more, and now thankfully I think this year I've managed to back it up consistently, and that's been pleasing for me. I'd like to get more fifers, definitely. But as long as everyone in the team, I mean, Stokes, he didn't get any wickets, but I thought he bowled brilliantly. He was aggressive, didn't have much luck. So it's nice to always get wickets, but ultimately you want to try and be a match winner or contribute to help the team win games. We're obviously behind in the game. It's tough, but never want to bat last at the Riverside, so for me personally, to get five wickets is pleasing, but we need to make a sort of big effort to get back in the game.
Yeah, 170 is the deficit. We don't know what the weather's going to do for the next 2 days, but there is a substantial amount of work to do with the bat for Durham now.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, that first sort of 25-30 overs is going to be key for us. Losing Keaton's a big blow. We're rock at the top of the order, but Michael Richardson comes in, and he's a pretty good player to come in, so I think that first 30 overs is key. We've got to try and minimise the damage and get through that, and like D'Oliveira did for them, and then you can hopefully cash in later on in the innings.
And finally, it's been a whirlwind few weeks for you with England and the Champions Trophy and the T20, and then you've got to look forward to the first test coming not long away now.
Yeah, if selected, obviously I think getting wickets gives me confidence, and I hope that the selectors can see that and see that I'm hopefully bowling well in their eyes. Off the bat of the Champions Trophy, but just before the Champions Trophy, I think I was still searching for that rhythm and form, and then going into the competition after the Ireland games, I felt really good. So it's nice to, like I say, consistently be on the park and consistently back it up, and then I feel like when I'm on the park, I can hopefully do the business.